Dit is SBS Dutch. Op sbs.com.au/dutch staan nog meer interessante verhalen.
Ik kan niet geloven, Paul, we zijn alweer een jaar verder. En dat betekent, er komt weer een Holland Festival aan.
Ja, die jaar gaat zo vlug. Maar dit jaar is eigenlijk 11 maanden. Want we waren laatst jaar eind april. En nu doen we het mid-maart. Mid-maart.
Ja, toch weer iets eerder. Wel dezelfde locatie, hè? Alleen niet meer binnen, maar buiten.
Ja, dezelfde locatie. Binnen was heel, heel leuk. Maar het was wel een beetje kramp. En buiten hebben we zoveel ruimte en het is prachtig daar buiten. Er zit een prachtig meer aan de linkse kant en we hebben een, ik denk 15.000 vierkante meter dat we gaan gebruiken. Maar het laatste jaar was het 8.000 vierkante meter. Er zijn prachtige bomen en ook een grote café. Ik denk dat dit wordt speciaal dit jaar.
Mm-hmm. Ja, ieder jaar is natuurlijk speciaal. Mensen komen vanuit heinde en verre naar het Holland Festival toe om weer een beetje dat Nederlandse gevoel en cultuur te snuiven en ook te eten natuurlijk. Wat kunnen we dit jaar verwachten?
Nou, eten, laatst jaar, het was moeilijk om... it was difficult to get to the food vans. Excuse me, I'll go to English again. I haven't spoken Dutch in 5 or 6 years. And I've been living here for 73 years. So it's a bit difficult at times.
Nou, dat begrijpen we allemaal, Engels, gelukkig.
But the queues were pretty long. And yeah. So we have much more food this year. Our vendors are more prepared for the amazing crowd that showed up. You know, we couldn't forecast the crowd that showed up last year. It was nearly double from the year before, and we're expecting a pretty big crowd this year. So, you know, people like Lekka Lekka who do oliebollen and friet and croquettes and everything, instead of doing one stall, they're going to do 3 stalls. And Visboer, he's going to do a separate stall for the haring and for the kiblingen, so that the queues will be smaller and easy to get to.
Mm.
And then we also have a cafe that was really been sitting there for about 7 years unused, but it's a beautiful 200-seat cafe. It's been set up now that we can use it. And Phil and Will Johnson, who are caterers and run a porridge stall, but they handled it last year, and they got quite a menu set up for the cafe. You know, including all the Dutch specials. In fact, this year they're adding barmy bolle and nasi bolle and pastages. And so you have a real Dutch menu there. We pride ourselves on keeping this thing really Dutch. You know, we have pressure from non-Dutch retailers, but we're keeping it Dutch.
Yeah.
So that's important for everybody because food is still the main reason for me people coming. But we also have, for instance, a virtual reality marquee where people can come in and for, I think, a small fee of $10, have a 7-minute virtual reality tour of 6 different Dutch cities. So Utrecht and The Hague, Eindhoven, Rotterdam, Amsterdam. That you can go there, sit there and it's like you're there in virtual reality. I think that'll be very popular.
Mm.
And at the same place, if the kids get a bit bored, they can go and do a roller coaster ride or other special rides as well. So there'll be plenty of options for that. We also have the world premiere, actually, of a movie by Dutch filmmaker Helene van Berkel. She has made a movie of an immigration story in the 1960s from a Dutch family and how they have melded in and the next generations have become Australians but still feel Dutch. It's a terrific little 30-minute movie, and that's followed by a talk by Nonya Peters. She's coming from Perth. She's a specialist in Dutch immigration and Dutch Australian culture, and give people a chance to tell their stories. And the best story is we can actually put on the, we're putting, if they want it, onto a website for posterity. The Dutch Australian Cultural Centre has a wonderful website where these stories can be read. In fact, my family story is already there. So it's there for forever, I suppose. So that's I think is a very exciting thing that the you need a ticket to get into the theater, but the tickets cost $0 and can only be purchased when you buy a ticket.
Ja, dus je moet je plekje even reserveren, want vol is vol.
It will be filmed at 11 a.m. We'll do it at 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. So we'll have three viewings. We've got a terrific lineup for our entertainment. There's a stage, of course. We always have a stage with live entertainment, and Zoda Kroos will be playing there this year. Zing, of course, will be there. Yeah, it's a full program from 10:30 till we close at 5 p.m. What else? We got a kids' Kermesse, of course. And look, children, we charge children $10 to get in. But once they're there, it's not a, then all the rides are free. And many other things are free too. Like there's a Schulbach competition. We always have a Schulbach competition. We again have about $1,000 in prizes.
Het klinkt alsof het allemaal heel mooi vorm begint te krijgen en dat het lekker druk gaat worden, niet alleen qua bezoekers, maar ook qua vendors.
Ja, oh ja, ze zijn nee, dit jaar, ik denk 80 vendors, stallholders, en also charities en exhibitions. There's an exhibition from the Dutch Australian Heritage Centre from Melbourne. They will have an exhibition of Dutch costumes and other Dutch, I suppose, paraphernalia that people were bringing in the 1950s and 60s. They have a wonderful collection of things that were used in those years. Of course, they're nearly all defunct now, but they're still, they're still there. Our, coffee grinders and so forth that were very popular in those. In fact, they were very new in those years, in 1950s and 60s.
Ja, klinkt goed. Er zijn nog kaartjes te krijgen.
I really recommend to buy the tickets because for two, a couple of reasons. One, last year we did have long queues, and we can't avoid that if we're that popular. And if you have your ticket, you can go straight through. Also, I think people have been a bit reticent because it's outside. They worry about the weather. Well, I just checked the forecast before this interview, and it's nothing but beautiful weather for the whole week before and the week after. So the forecast is about 26 degrees, and that doesn't hit that 26 till about 4 o'clock. So most of the afternoon is expected to be like 22, 24 degrees. Beautiful.
Perfecte condities.
Yeah.
Ja, en als de luisteraar nou nog één reden moet hebben om te komen, SBS Dutch is er dit jaar ook bij met een stal ook. Ik bedoel, ik ben er zo vaak als ik kan, ben ik erbij natuurlijk met mijn microfoon en dan loop ik rond en spreek ik mensen aan. Maar we hebben dit jaar ook meer mensen die daar staan en volgens mij kun je bij onze stal op de foto.
Ja.
Mensen die nog geen kaartje hebben, kunnen naar onze website sbs.com.au/Dutch, want daar staat natuurlijk een linkje naar de website van het Holland Festival. Paul, ik zie je volgende week.
Ja, I look forward to seeing you.
Wil je nog meer soortgelijke verhalen? Luister via Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify of waar je je podcasts dan ook vandaan haalt.